All right, thank you so much. And I have 50% longer words compared, less than what your title was. Safe and barrier-free sidewalks are a crucial aspect of transportation system and tourist experience. What we have done is that we all know that urban mobility is acquiring more and more central role in planning today because more than 50% of world's population is living in cities. So to ensure that they have a good experience in undertaking their daily chores and everything, sustainable planning has to be undertaken. Otherwise, there would be chaos, people would be dependent on each other, and not even each other, on the state because of the family structure that we have today. So it is important that sustainable, accessible, inclusive development takes place from the drawing board state itself. And if we look at the tourism, the way people are traveling today, I think age is no barrier, ability is no barrier, you have leisure, you have technology at your disposal, and you want to move out and see the world and explore the world. So for Asian region, 1.8 billion tourists are forecast for 2020. So travel within and outside the region becomes imperative, and to provide them a good experience, it becomes imperative that we have accessible, inclusive public spaces, first and foremost, accessible transportation system, which is supported by a network of accessible, uniform, safe pedestrian infrastructure. So tourist experience is always enhanced when you walk up close, see the sights, sounds, and feel the place, feel the pulse of the place. And we know any world tourist-friendly place around the world has an extensive network of sidewalks or a transportation system which is completely accessible. And it makes even economic sense. I mean, I was in London, and I had my grandson who was 4 months old with me. There were certain stations which were inaccessible. I could not take a public transport system. So my business went to Uber. I just gave them business because public transport system was not fulfilling my requirement. So Delhi is basically, India's capital is waking up to this fact that you need to provide accessible, safe sidewalks, because that is the only way to make people shift from personal transport systems to public mode of transportation. First link and last link connectivity is provided by sidewalks. But how do you go about it? The only way is that you reach out to the planners, you reach out to the policymakers. So that was my first effort that I started reaching out to the various government officials, government committees, and started talking to them that we need to undertake these things. It's a slow process, 10 years have gone into it, but now slowly the fruits are visible. So the direct outcome of these interventions have been various committees which have been set up at different levels. One was to harmonize different standards which were floating around the country for making places accessible. So Urban Development Ministry, I was a part of that committee, and we harmonized all of these various standards, and they were communicated to all different state levels so that they can also start implementing it at state levels. We are undertaking a lot of extensive audits, and to do so, we have to train the officials first and foremost, because all public works are undertaken by the government. I can't do it. Ordinary people can't do it. Public, private partners can't do that. So upgrading the Delhi's sidewalks is a very, very, ambitious project. And developing them as safe and accessible, barrier-free is priority. That is reflected in the new projects that are being rolled out by government, Delhi government. So if you see the current scenario, only 14% of the city drives, yet most of the space is undertaken by them, road spaces hogged by the city drivers. Car-oriented design priority has been the way where India has been functioning, just like the rest of the world, which is waking up to it. And now roads in Delhi have been basically designed to increase the speed of the car owners. And inadequate design priority was given to people who are walking or pedestrians. benefits of equitable design, I'm not going to go through, because only thing I want to say is the moment you move away from your own car, you are taking a public mode of transport, you are bringing down the congestion on the road, and you're also bringing down the pollution. So that helps in a way. So if you see that Delhi, 40% of Delhi roads have no sidewalks, forget anything else. So this is the whole idea that this lack of connectivity or has to be addressed, and this is what we are doing now. These are the headlines which greet us most of the days. Bad road designs putting people's lives at risk. Can't trust road signs in Delhi. PWD efforts hampered by poor planning. Public Works Department is always at the firing range. So, and if you look at the mobility patterns, 32% of all commuter trips start in walking. Public transport included chartered buses, 42% trips. 11 are slow modes, cycling, and rickshaws, etc., and only 5% by cars and 12% by motorized two-wheelers. 45 road mishaps involve pedestrians, 45%. And there are 259 locations across the capital which are blind spots, which are being addressed by this committee now. Basically, no right-of-way is provided to the pedestrians. This is how Delhi looks on most of the days. No sidewalks. So I'll just... Now, the issues which were being observed: uneven, unkept, inaccessible sidewalks, inconsistent width of the sidewalks, other barriers in the form of incorrectly placed bollards or even other street furniture, missing warning tactile pavers, no access to bus stops, missing curb cuts also, and absence of public conveniences. So what I did was that I started hosting workshops for engineers of Public Works Department, and you can see in these images that various officials of different grades are invited, and this is being hosted in the premises of the ministry itself, and it was about 3 months long workshop where more than about 800 engineers were trained. You can see in these images also. And then after that, I moved to 101 training of superintending engineers and above, so that they understand where their missing link is, what is missing, and how they are going wrong on ground by showing them images of what people are facing. Then even dragging the engineer-in-chief, his team, to the sites and showing how the bus queue shelters they are building are about 3.5 feet high, and nobody can climb up, nobody can climb down. So these are the various images that you see of those on-site meetings. And then, after having trained these engineers, on-site audits of sidewalks were undertaken. So you can see, you know, superintending engineer is there, executive engineer is there, and other assistant engineers, five-member committee, along with me, are undertaking this. So these are basic images that you see of whatever is there in Delhi. So much so there are culverts and wells also for rainwater storage on the sidewalks, taking up space. Disrupted continuity because of different areas which come in between. Incorrectly placed bollards, manhole covers, dead trees, nobody will touch them because the NGT, National Green Tribunal, fines them for cutting even dead trees. They're not bothered if it hampers people's visibility or it causes accidents. Oh boy. I'm so sorry, I forget. All right. So these are the dead trees I was trying to show you. Am I here? No. One more. So these are the tactile guiding blocks which take you through the trees again. No access to bus stops. Inconsistent width. Barriers in the form of incorrectly placed street furniture. And again, missing curb cuts, which was a major problem. I'm just showing you. So after all this, various laws are there which have been shown to the planners that you have to abide by them. Urban environment systems are there which need to be adhered to. Where am I? So basically to continue, you know, this is confusing me too completely. I'll just take you to, these guidelines were shared, which are there, but not followed by Public Works Department. Accessibility requirements which they need to undertake that were shared with them. Certain goals which they have to bear in mind while developing. Universal access. Design things were shared with them. So these were the things which were shared with the teams, and then they were made asked to incorporate all that. This kind of planning is something which happens most of the times, and the only answer I get them is rodents eat through those sidewalks. So you have to tell them, no, it does not work, it has to be changed. Basically, sharing with them the good examples and all the where am I? I'm so lost. Wait. I'll just take you through the directional signage placement. Again, all these small things were shared with them as reports, and they were asked to incorporate these, and now that is being rolled out. So you can see even the heights, curb heights and all, basic things were shared by with these engineers so that they can incorporate it whenever they are undertaking projects. And we are, as a part of the committee, I keep a check on that while they are rolling out these projects, so that whatever work is being undertaken is as per the requirements and not arbitrarily, because the engineer does not understand or his contractors don't understand the requirements. So all that has to be taken into mind and kept in mind while developing these guidelines. So much so, even what should be the color of the road signage, what should be the sidewalk colors, color codes and everything has to be shared with them so that they can take into consideration. So this is how we've been going about bringing about the change in the mindsets of people and the planners and the executors there who can undertake these projects. Thank you.